Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Erevin Perikhe Mishnah Ches. Suppose you have a large town that's near a small town. Let's say I was walking south through the large town. I came to the edge of the town, have a little bit of space, then I have a small town. And that whole small town is within the tchum of the large town. Zakta the Mishnah, Anshei Ir Gedayla, the people who live in the large town, Mahalchin es kol Ir Ketana. Whoever was for Shabbos in the large town can walk through the entire small town, and the entire small town is only considered as if it were four amos. So even though as he's walking through the small town that could have been 1,000 amos, it's only like four amos. When you reach the edge of the small town, you can continue going and you only have to deduct four amos. But v'ein anshi ir kitana, it doesn't work the other way. You can't have those that are residing in the small town, mahalchin es kol ir gedayla, to come through the entire large town. The only reason we're giving this heter for the big town is because the whole small town is absorbed in their tchum. If you go 2,000 amos on the edge of the big town, it takes in the whole small town. That's why the whole small town is just like Dalet Amos. But for the people in the small town, the whole large town is not within their 2,000 amos tchum. Therefore, from the edge of their town, they go 2,000 amos and they have to stop wherever it is. Now, the way the Mishnah reads further, the Gemara tells us something is missing over here. And here's what the Gemara adds. Here's what's missing. When do we say this? These are the words that the Gemara puts into the Mishnah. If someone is measuring 2,000 amos, that's what we say. From the big town coming through the small town, the whole small town is four amos, but for the small town coming through the big town, you got to stop wherever you are. Avol, but if someone puts an Erev down in the city, whether it's the people from the big town that are putting their Erev into the small town, or the people of the small town putting their Erev in the big town, then you have the entire city as if it were four amos. And to this, the Mishnah continues, Ketzad, Misha hoya bi'ir gedayla, how is this so? Ketzad, if somebody is in the large town, v'nasan es eruv, and he placed his eruv, bi'ir ketana, in the small town, or bi'ir ketana, he's in the small town, v'nasan es eruv, bi'ir gedayla, and he placed his eruv in the large town, mahalach es kula, you have the entire town, v'chutzala, and outside of the town, apayim amma, 2,000 amas. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva ayma ainle elam makayme ruvel payam amma. Rabbi Kiva says no. You only have 2,000 amos from the place of your Erev, 2,000 amos in either direction. We don't say in this case that the entire city is as if it were dalet amos. The Batanura says that the Allah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. What did we learn over here? You have a big town next to a small town, and the entire small town is absorbed in the tchum of the big town. So the people of the big town can come to the small town, and the whole small town is only as if it were four amos. As far as the people in the small town are concerned, however, being that they don't have the whole large town in their tchum, they only have 2,000 amos on the edge of their town, and they have to stop wherever it stops. But if you place an Erev, if the people of the large town place their Erev in the small town, or the people of the small town place their Erev in the large town, then they have the entire town plus 2,000 amos. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says you only have 2,000 amos from place of the Erev, and the Matanura told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva. You do have the entire town.